Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I am your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 69 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're going over 3 e-tools to help prevent summer slide in economically challenged schools. For those of you who have listened before, you know that I am at an alternative school, and this is an urban school with a population that is chronically underserved and 100% free and reduced lunch. And preventing summer slide and competing with the resources and activities that are available to our more affluent colleagues to the north and to the south is a challenge. You know, as schools of choice and charter schools and perhaps even this impending voucher system that's coming for every state and seems to be proliferating with our new Secretary of Ed, competing just becomes more difficult. And helping to prevent summer slide is one way we can help our students stay even and competitive with their neighbors. These 3 e-tools that I'm going to mention can help you stay connected with your families and give them the power to compete. The first one is pretty obvious, and that is Facebook. My guess is your school already has a Facebook account, and if it doesn't, start one. You know, back in the day, they told us that we shouldn't use Facebook for personal reasons because you should be worried about what it is that's going on there. But at this point, Facebook is ubiquitous, and schools should have a Facebook account in order to connect with the billions of people that happen to be on there. Now, Facebook has the largest number of users between 25 and 35, and that is the prime age for beginning families. So if you are an elementary principal, using Facebook is a great way to connect to your families to help prevent summer slide. You can use Facebook Live to remind families to read to their kids, and you can use it on a weekly basis to have a weekly update. You can have your students friend your school page if you have older students, so you can consistently deliver messages and challenges to them. They can use the comment section to provide links to articles students may find interesting and have them leave their own content or their own comments. And if you're really brave and you're at a high school, you can engage in discussions around social justice and community politics and connect to local articles from your community and engage in dialogue like that. The point is, get your kids reading. The next e-tool is your principal's blog. I know you do something particularly well. It might be playing ball or chess, or maybe like playing the drums or gardening. Whatever it is, take a few minutes out of your day and write a blog post or an article highlighting these hidden talents. Your students want to know who you are. Basically, like I said before, you want to give your students something to read. You have an email list, and in marketing, this is one of the most valuable commodities to have because it gives you direct access to your families. And you can use that list to share your content. Parents often don't know or are too busy to get their kids something to read, and this is an opportunity for you to give them something to read and for them to get to know you better. And I guarantee you, you'd be surprised, or probably not, how interested your students would be in you as a person. And then the third one is the YouTube channel. You can easily create a YouTube channel. And once again, this is providing an opportunity for students and families to engage with and learn from you and about you. You can create simple 1 or 2 minute shorts where you're discussing something as simple as current events. Use the opportunity to ask questions. If you're an elementary principal, you could use this time to read to your students. Basically, you're reading to the camera, just like if you were in front of your students, holding up the book and showing the pictures. Again, use that valuable email and phone list and let your parents know where you are on social media and provide them the links to where you are. If they don't have time to read to their children, maybe you do using these e-tools. And the best part about this is that you can create a little story time video library for your students. So you only got to read it once or go through this one summer And then you have those videos that you can use for 2 or 3 years before you cycle through for your next group of students. With the power of e-tools, you have the ability to seriously impact student learning during the summer. Just make sure that you're using these e-tools in a systematic way, and this will help expose your students to new learning opportunities that they may not otherwise have access to. Not only that, for those parents that are working 2 and 3 jobs, you're taking something off of their plates and giving them what they need. What are some other ways that you can stop that summer slide that's particularly prevalent in urban districts? Share your tips in the comments section over there on my blog, howtobeagreatprincipal.com. Also, you can go to theprincipalentrepreneur.com. So either one of those will get you over to my blog, and check out 3 e-tools principals can use in economically challenged areas to help. And that will give you right to a place where you can leave your comments and share your knowledge with a community of other educational leaders. If you are a principal out there and you're listening to this, make sure you check out the new grant scholarship that is available. Purpose is to honor the hard work that you put in on a daily basis. And you can go over there to theprincipalentrepreneur.com and click on the grant application link. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out the other blogs that I have on the page. And you can also pre-order my upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. If you're an auditory learner, you are, of course, in the right space. And you can check out the other episodes that are also available on Podomatic and iTunes. One more thing, if you want to join me on the podcast as a guest, you can email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Again, you can go through my podcast and check out the interviews that I've had with some really awesome principals. Finally, I am a part of a community of supportive principals on Facebook. You can join us there at The Principal Entrepreneur as well. That is it for this episode of The Principal Entrepreneur. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you next time.